You know, I would point out that the Iranians made a very big strategic mistake, because everyone said, oh, well, you know, the Iranians attacked the GCC and the infrastructure, and that really makes them invulnerable. That on my side of my duties, they made my job so much easier, because before, many of our great GCC Gulf allies were a little less than transparent about their banking systems. That, oh no, we don't have any Iranian oil, and kind of 2,200 shells and missiles and drones here, 500 or 600 there. All of a sudden, it's oh here, they have at it. So you know, we've frozen Iranian bank accounts
after they started getting bombed by Iran.
Yes, but it was a big strategic
big mistake
failure on the financial side.
And you jumped right in.
And we jumped right in. And you know, they've been very good partners. I believe that we have seized about $1 billion of their crypto. And
you know, just outright seized it.
Just outright grabbed the wallets. Some of them may be like typing in right now and realize they might not have realized that their wallet had been grabbed. And you know, we are working with our allies all over Europe to grab villas and houses and properties. And you know, this is money that's stolen from the Iranian people.
But you've frozen the offshore accounts. I mean, people may not understand that the Revolutionary Guard, they own so many of the businesses. They've been stealing money from the Iranian people for decades and decades and decades.
They're
all living high off the hog, you know, retirement accounts and condominiums, God knows where.
We think they were stealing $400 or $500 million a month, right, divided between 80 leaders.
Now, that can't last. I mean, they're in a heap of financial trouble.
Yeah,
and that is your doing. That is your doing, sir.